The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission said the burning down of a government office in the northern state of Zamfara was to destroy evidence in ongoing corruption investigations. The anti-graft agency last Monday filed charges against Governor Ahmad Sani and five other state officials for stealing more than $6 million of public funds. Sani, who is seeking the main opposition All Nigeria People's Party's ticket to contest next year's presidential ballot, is immune from prosecution because of his office. The EFCC spokesman, Osita Nwaja, says the circumstances of the incident points to arson perpetrated by officials desperate to cover up their misdeeds.
We actually asked the Commissioner of AGRIC to come and help us with investigation, and that he should bring all necessary documents relating to the matter we're inquiring into. When he does turn up, he comes up with absolutely nothing. And then, a couple of days later, the offices go up in flames. So, it's obvious that our suspicion would be in a certain direction. Yes, we do suspect sabotage, we suspect planned arson.
Nigeria, a leading oil exporter, is rated as one of the most corrupt countries in the world. The EFCC says it has made several arrests and seizures in a high-profile anti-corruption campaign. Critics say the federal agency, created by President Olusegun Obasanjo in 2003, has become vindictive and is being used by Mr. Obasanjo to settle political scores. The EFCC has dismissed accusations of bias and has vowed to sanitize Nigerian politics ahead of elections in April. Nwaja says the agency is determined to weed out corrupt politicians.
We are already partnering with civil society groups to fight corruption. If the people, ordinary Nigerian, buys into this work that we're doing, would almost have 100% free and fair elections. The people who are going to be coming out to vie for public office would reasonably expect that they will be scrutinized by the law enforcement agency and the Nigerian people. And so we're going to get better crop of leaders in 2007.
The EFCC says two-thirds of Nigeria's 36 state governors are suspected of corruption but cannot be prosecuted due to constitutional immunity. President Obasanjo has publicly declared that he will thwart the ambition of those he describes as corrupt politicians eager to succeed him. Gebede Costa for VOA News, Abuja.